Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
You talk about great Thursdays in sports. We're always talking about the NCAA tournament first day. Today's pretty good. Baseball starts today, and Tiger Woods is teeing off in literally 3 minutes down at Augusta right now.
Yeah, well, baseball for me doesn't start today because my Yankees don't get it going until tomorrow against the Red Sox.
The Mets don't really count as baseball, as it turns out.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, many others as well.
Although they are a favorite in the National League, we've got to give them a little bit of credit.
Yeah, that's true. If we have to. It is Chris Carlin, Chris Canty in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. So as we said, Tiger teeing off 11:04. And Chris, I could not get over this yesterday. You listen to the man talk all week, and yes, he is excited to go and compete, but there are very real doubts in him about where he is, not with his golf swing, but with his body's ability to quite literally walk this course 4 days in a row. He hasn't done it for 18 holes yet. He did it for 9 each of the first couple of days that he's done it. Yet, Vegas is seeing the most action on Tiger Woods, and I get it. I get why they would, but they're about to make a whole lot of money on Tiger this week because I just don't see it.
Well, here's the thing, Carlin. I don't know if I would bet any money on Tiger Woods, but I'm certainly not going to bet against him. What this guy has gone through, 14 months removed from a car accident that nearly took his life, nearly took his right leg. We're talking about this guy going out and competing against one of the toughest courses on the PGA Tour. And according to all of our golf experts, one of the hilliest courses on the PGA Tour. So the fact that he's accepting the challenge of trying to walk this course, even though he has a noticeable limp, that just speaks to the mental fortitude, the mental toughness, and the physical toughness that Tiger Woods has.
Yeah, listen, I'm not questioning any of that. And I am rooting for Tiger Woods, to be clear.
Are you? Because it doesn't sound like it this week.
I know it doesn't sound like
okay.
It. But I am absolutely rooting for Tiger Woods because it's a great story. And how many great stories has he given us over the years already? 2019 was amazing, as you pointed out yesterday. It was just off the charts great. And this would be an all-time top. I still contend this. Of the top five things I have seen in my life, just watching moments, performances, one of the best things I have ever seen was, you know, I was 13, 12 when Jack Nicklaus at the Masters at 46 years old goes absolutely nuts on the back nine and wins the tournament.
Yep.
And it was mesmerizing to watch it. This would be something that would supersede even that. And that is really saying something to me. And I'm not actually even a big Masters guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a big golf guy, not a big Masters guy. But, Chris, I mean, I think about athletic feats. If Tiger is somehow going to even make the cut here, it's amazing. To me, it's amazing that he's even here. I want to give him just all the credit and the love of the world for being here to begin with.
Yeah.
Considering what these injuries were.
No doubt about it. And that's the thing that makes this special. And you're talking about the 25th anniversary of Tiger winning his first green jacket. And for me, the biggest moment in my lifetime that stands out as far as the sport of golf is concerned is when he dominated the Masters in 97. The guy shot 18 under for the tournament, just obliterated the field. Like, you didn't know who this guy was, but you knew that was the beginning of a special career. And he's been able to show us these glimpses of excellence throughout his career as a professional golfer. And I'm going to tune in, Carlin, because I want to see one more glimpse.
Yeah.
I want to see it again. I want to see that magic. And I know it's a long shot that he would have a chance to make the cut and to contend on Sunday, but that That's what I'm hoping for when I watch Tiger Woods this weekend. That's what I want to see, and I think that's what's going to draw so many other people in to watch. People that aren't even sports fans, people that aren't even fans of golf, they're going to tune in and watch because they want to see if they can get a glimpse of that greatness that Tiger Woods has come to be known for.
Yeah, listen.
Tiger Watch.
Oh, Tiger Watch.
Tiger Watch. There it is.
Has he teed off?
I just want to let you know that Tiger is officially back. He is teed off, and you can catch him in the feature group on ESPN Plus if you'd like to watch. But he is officially back. He has teed off on the first hole.
Are we in the short grass, Bubba?
It seems like it, yeah.
Okay. There we go.
He didn't like the shot, and it seemed like he maybe was wincing a little, but like at least it stayed on the grass.
Okay.
It was tough to tell where it ended up. He didn't seem pleased with it, though. But
Nobody turned to him and said, breakfast ball?
Yeah, right?
Little mulligan right out of the gate? You want to be hit into the woods now? Look, he's a complicated figure to me, but he is just one of the all-time amazing athletes that we have ever known. Max was talking about him not being an elite athlete the other day.
It's absolutely ridiculous, by the way.
Absurd.
And just think about how he's changed.
I love Max. Absurd.
But here's the thing, Carlin. Think about how he's changed golf. Because back in the day, you're talking about guys having bellies hanging over their belt line, these huge slacks.
I model myself after Craig Stadler.
Exactly. Just completely unathletic. But now, look at the walrus. The tour. Yeah. Dustin Johnson and Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler, all of these guys, Brooks Koepka, who looks like a linebacker, all of these guys are in shape. And, of course, these are players that have been influenced by what Tiger Woods has done, the way that he's taken care of his body. So his impact on the overall sport and the growth of the game, it can't be denied. And so I think that's another reason why people are rooting for him to have this kind of comeback. After we've seen the redemption when he went through the divorce and all the lows of lows, stepped away from the game, the back fusion surgery, the knee surgeries, and then had a chance to win the Masters again in 2019, like we want to see Tiger Woods have another one of those special moments.
Root for him, but be fair to him, I guess is what I'm saying, in your expectations. So
but he's not doing that, though, Carlin. How am I going to temper my expectations for what I'm going to see from Tiger if he's not doing it himself? He's saying he's not going to play unless he feels like he can win it.
But Chris,
and there was no hesitation when he said it.
You also know that there is nothing harder for an athlete than to be able to admit when it's not there anymore or when they don't have it. And they're always going to have the competitor mentality. And I'm not saying he doesn't have it, but the guy this week actually said, my biggest challenge is walking the course. I'm not worried about my actual game itself. I don't know if I can physically hold up to walking the course. So that's all I'm saying is root, love, get after it, watch every second of them, soak it all in and appreciate it for what it is. Because beyond tomorrow, you're not going to see him. He's not going to make the cut.
I will say this, Carlin. As a former professional athlete, when I started getting late in my career, it was easier for me to run than it was to walk. I know it sounds crazy. It sounds ridiculous. But it was easier to run than to walk. And it's something about that muscle memory when you get out in the field of competition. It just brings out this fire and that adrenaline that allows you to get back to doing what you're accustomed to doing. And so I'm hoping that as Tiger moves through this first round, a little bit of that kicks in, and that enables him to overcome that deficiency when it comes to being able to walk around the course and navigate all of those hills at Augusta National. That's what I'm hoping for. Fingers crossed. I know I'm being incredibly optimistic, but that's what I want. Because
okay.
I do want Tiger Woods to make the cut. I do want him to be in contention when it comes to
summer. I want to see all of that. I'm rooting for all of that, but just – take all of that out. Take your heart out of it for a minute. Just give me your prediction for Tiger. Because I'm going on record. He's not going to make the cut. It's maybe it'll be close to making the cut. He's not going to make the cut.
I think he makes the cut, and here's why. It's not just what Tiger Woods said about his overall game, but it's what other golfers are saying about him. Like Rory McIlroy, when he played with him in California leading up to this, he said his ball striking is all right there. Freddie Couples saying the same thing. Like, I know they want to support Tiger. I know that might be more heart than head, but that's what they're saying. And these are guys that have competed on that course. So I have to take their word for it when it comes to what shape Tiger's game is in. And so I think he's going to make the cut. I'm not going to go as far as saying he's going to have a top 10 finish, but I expect the Tiger is going to be involved when it comes to Saturday and Sunday golf.
See, this is where you'll get me in the skepticism mode.
Okay,
because I'll just say that those guys, when they say those things, Freddie Couples, not so much, but those guys like McIlroy, when they say those things, oh, yeah, it looks amazing. All that.
A little bit of that Bill Belichick.
I want you to shortchange my win when I kick his ass. Second shot. Where is he?
Tiger's second shot he hit it onto the green, but it rolled off the green and fell backwards.
Is he in the sand?
Nope. He has avoided the sand.
He has avoided the sand.
He is now off the green.
Is it on the short rough or in the deep rough?
Short.
The fringe.
Short. Yeah, he's on the fringe.
And it's a very noticeable limp when he's walking.
Yeah, he does
that
not
course.
Seem to be loving life so far.
Okay.
So it seems to be a very. I mean, he's only had two shots and he's only on the. But he seems to be. Doesn't seem to be enjoying it so far. He seems to be in pain and laboring. So it seems like it's going to be a long, long weekend here.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I mean, you could not pay me to get me to walk any course right now.
Right? I was sitting there thinking about that, Carlin. I mean, for Max to say that golfers aren't athletes, Tiger Woods is not an athlete, go out there and try to walk a golf course. I know how sore I am, and I ride around the course on a cart.
The level of annoyance that you will see in me when the person driving the drink cart does not show up every three holes is where I feel most inconvenienced.
Carlin, you know the other ones that get me? The holes that say cart path only?
Oh!
Where you got to actually get out of the cart and walk to your ball.
Or you show up to play and maybe it rained for 10 minutes the day before and they tell you cart path only today.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm going home. No. I didn't sign up for this. It's Carlin and Canty in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
Tiger Watch.
We will keep you updated on Tiger, but you can watch it right now on ESPN Plus. He has teed off. He is on the fringe on the green, or just off the green on the first hole, and all coverage beginning on ESPN at 3 p.m. this afternoon. But again, you can watch on ESPN Plus right now. Up next, Major League Baseball season begins today. You could not be more fired up than one individual is. And we also, in 20 minutes, hear from Buster Olney to get his predictions on the season and how it's all going to play out, especially with the new playoff format. Carlin and Canty in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Looking at some of the favorites in this, in Caesar Sportsbook to win this year, currently the Dodgers at 5-1 are the clear-cut favorites to win the World Series right now. The Blue Jays are the only other team with odds better than 10-1. They are at 9-1. They absolutely love, everybody seems to absolutely love the Blue Jays. And on ESPN.com's preview, in the American League East, of 40 voters, 26 picked the Blue Jays to win the American League East. A lot of people are very high on them.
Well, they can score a hell of a lot of runs, and their run differential was a big reason why a lot of people are bullish on them coming into this year. So even though they're losing Robbie Gray, the Cy Young Award winner, like, you're still talking about an offense that can score in bunches, and that's usually a formula that can lead to success when it comes to regular season wins.
I'll give you one, though. The thing that I think we don't appreciate as much, and look, the Rays haven't gotten far enough to where we would appreciate them fully for what they've done, but they are amazing. They scored even more runs last year than the Blue Jays did, as hard as that is to believe. And this is a team that just continues to find their way toward the top of that division. So if you are ranking them right now in the American League East, how do you rank it at the moment?
How are you going to ask me to do that? You know I'm a Yankees fan, so I have to rank them at the top of the division.
All right, do you honestly believe the Yankees are winning the American League East right now?
I want to believe it.
I'll give you this piece of information while you're considering that.
Go ahead.
Of what I just said, of the 40 baseball experts who were asked their opinion on who was going to win each division, I just told you, 26 picked the Blue Jays. 2 picked the Yankees. 2 out of 40 picked the Yankees to win a division.
Was K one of them?
I don't know.
K probably has to be one of them.
I don't know.
No, listen, man, I'm optimistic about what the Yankees can be. I don't think it's going to be as bad as last year, the ebbs and flows. But I think everybody in the division is better. And the Toronto Blue Jays are one of those teams that you have to watch for. The Tampa Bay Rays are always at the top of the division. So I do think it's going to be tough sledding for my Yankees. But feet to the fire, putting my fandom aside, do I think the Blue Jays are going to win the division? Yeah, I actually do. I'm bullish on this team.
And everybody seems pretty bullish on the Yankees at least making the wild card. I am excited for the extra teams making the wild card. And I am also excited, Chris, that it is not just about one and done. I like the fact that the wild card series are going to be 2 out of 3, and you're only going to have one team, top 2 seeds getting the bye, and then 3 will play 6, 4 will play 5 in each league, and it's 2 out of 3. I hated the idea that you would work that hard all season long and not at least get a 2 out of 3 type series to try to make your go forward and win. One and done, especially if you were fighting toward the end to just get in, seemed a little unfair to me.
Yeah, I know. And having a larger sample size, I think you're going to get the cream rising to the top. Anything can happen in a one-game playoff. That's why it's such a scary proposition, and teams were fighting to try to win their division and avoid being in the wild card. So I do think playoff expansion and tweaking the wild card formula a little bit is going to be something that's exciting for all of the baseball fans and all of the teams and those marketplaces that are actually going to be involved in that game.
It's Canty and Carlin filling in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. Tiger Watch. What do we got, boys?
He is through the first hole, and it was a par 4, and it took him 4 shots to complete the hole. So he is
even
through one, which puts him at tied for 9th through one hole. That is where Tiger is.
Yes, we can.
There we go. Love the enthusiasm from Bubba, too.
Got up and down from there the fringe.
Learned it from my friend Tyler.
You know, if Bubba just talked in a little bit softer voice, he might pull off the dance, the gym dance.
You think so?
I don't know. Bubba, the way he was explaining that, I don't know. Could you capture the intricacies of the azaleas at the Masters, Bubba? That doesn't seem to be your forte, but I feel like if you softened a little bit, maybe.
Maybe, but I'm just not too interested in the azaleas.
Yeah, I know. And on the other side in baseball, the Dodgers are the favorites, but they are not the most popular bet at Caesars. More bets have been placed. More money has been wagered on the New York Mets to win the World Series than any other team.
How?
14-1 they are. Bubba, can you explain how the most money has been laid on the New York Mets to win the World Series?
Well, people want to make money, so they see that 14-1. They're seeing old Buck at the helm now. They're thinking, no, that's a sure way
they'll
to
see
make
Jacob
money.
DeGrom yeah,
I was about to say, let
June.
Me tell you when they're going to see Jacob DeGrom.
Don't worry about that. We got Tyler McGill starting opening day. What are you talking about?
You're right, and you know what?
He's fired up.
We should all.
He'll be fired up until Juan Soto takes him deep.
We should all.
Which should happen around 7:22.
You're right. I was about to say 7:09, but they're on the road. So
exactly.
Well, we should all have the energy, the optimistic outlook, the excitement at an opening day start that Tyler McGill, tonight's starter for the Mets, has.
Obviously, when DeGrom went down and then with Scherzer, so left 2 options, me or Peterson. You know, they happened to choose me. Yeah. I wouldn't say. I mean, it just happened to fall, and the right slot of where my throwing lines up with opening day, and just happened to choose me and started out on good note. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, I mean, but from the time I step on the field, you know, it's go time, and, you know, it's ready. Let's get ready for the game.
Oh, my God. Dude, you're getting the ball on opening
day. I think we
day.
Know who's doing the pregame speeches for the rest of the year. He's ready.
Can you give me a little juice, Tyler McGill?
What are you talking about? He did.
He gave me nothing. I mean, no energy. It's my turn. You know, once those guys get hurt, I guess, okay, here you go.
Translation, the other guys in the rotation weren't moving their start, so that I had to be the guy for opening day.
Max Scherzer certainly was not, who, by the way, Scherzer, the betting favorite to win the Cy Young.
I like that.
Who do you think is the betting favorite in the American League to win the Cy Young?
Ooh, Garrett Cole?
It is Garrett Cole.
There we go, baby. Let's go.
It is Garrett Cole.
Let's go.
Chris Garland, Chris Canty in for Greeny. We've got so much more baseball to do in just moments. The big storylines of the season and the most intriguing aspects of the 2022 season. We get the answers from the great Buster Olney.
Greeny, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y, today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You wouldn't know it to look at me. One of my busiest weeks of the year, Fashion Week. You know, it happens. I got shows to get to.
Were you despised the people that place that kind of importance on fashion?
Well, no.
Is that why it's one of the busiest weeks for you?
Maybe you didn't know. The other night for the Grammys, I styled Doja Cat. I'm a little disappointed that you wouldn't know that. But she was fun to work
with. Why would I know that?
Well, because these are the little things that you're going to learn about me. Style is important. But I can't. Gotcha. I cannot, Chris Canty, for the life of me, take it when I see somebody wearing sunglasses inside. And I like to play poker. Even then, I'm like, okay, you're not giving it away. That's fine. But you want to do that? Okay. That's the only place where it's even a quarter of the way acceptable. But if you're wearing sunglasses inside, there are many words that I would use to describe you that I cannot use right here, but we can all figure out what they are. But it's just, you have to stop. And Ben Simmons on the bench last night is wearing sunglasses. Ben Simmons, who has not played a game all season long, who has filed a grievance to get the $20 million back from the Philadelphia 76ers for games that he has not played in.
Which is ridiculous, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I see him with a shirt a couple of weeks ago that is a Louis Vuitton hockey jersey.
Yep.
That he was wearing on the bench. Chris, I mean, I have to draw the line at sunglasses indoors.
Okay, so what's worse, sunglasses indoors or sunglasses at night?
Indoors.
Indoors is worse. Okay.
Indoors. Like if we're in Miami, sunglasses at night, okay, I get it.
Okay.
You know, because like if you're on South Beach, you know, if you're just hanging out somewhere, sunglasses at night is still pretty bad. But sunglasses indoors is the worst.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like that bit from Larry David in Curb Your Enthusiasm, right? There are two types of people that wear sunglasses indoors. People that are blind and people that are starts with an A, ends with an E. Yeah, those types of folks.
It's pretty accurate, but like there are times where it feels like Simmons is almost rubbing it in our faces.
Yeah, it does. I don't understand why a guy like that would make a mockery or a spectacle of himself since he hasn't played for a team and his team has title aspirations. He's unavailable because he's got a herniated disc in his back, not to mention nobody understands exactly where he's at with his mental health. So Ben Simmons should keep a much lower profile than he actually is doing. So massive disappointment and a complete embarrassment to himself and the Nets organization.
Chris Carlin, Chris Canty, and for Greeny today on ESPN Radio, coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. It is opening day, and we welcome in Baseball Tonight podcast Buster Olney. Buster will be on the coverage tonight. He'll be on the call, in fact, with Roxy Bernstein, Reds Braves here on ESPN Radio down in Atlanta. And Buster, you know what's so nice is it wasn't that long ago, maybe a month ago, where we were talking about things we had no interest in. I don't have to hear collective, competitive balance tax today. I don't have to hear about service time today. None of it. Today we can actually talk about baseball itself.
Yeah, a lot of stuff to be excited about, too. The great races, great young players, like Bobby Witt Jr., who's my pick for American League Rookie of the Year. He's going to be a high-impact guy for the Kansas City Royals. So I'm fired up to watch him. You know, I'm down here, as you mentioned, in Atlanta. You know, Matt Olson's debut with the Braves. How will the fans receive him? The Braves, you know, there's going to be talk among the players about the ring ceremony that's coming up over the weekend. It's a lot of fun. And we can set all that. Let's talk about CBT and tanking and all that stuff. We can defer it for 5 years.
Buster, you know I'm our resident Yankees fan, so I can't let you get away without asking a question about the AL East. Now, on the .com, we have the article that shows our panel of experts here at ESPN talking about who's going to win the division, and overwhelmingly the majority of them pick the Toronto Blue Jays to win the AL East. Now, help me break this down, because I understand the Blue Jays have a talented roster when it comes to position players, their lineups. They can score runs with anybody in baseball. But what makes this team the favorite, as far as our experts are concerned, in winning the AL East?
Yeah, and I'm one of those. I've actually got them picked to win the World Series. You know, over the weekend, I walked up to a Yankees official and asked him, I said, hey, you guys have played the Blue Jays. What do you think so far? And he looked at me, Riley, and said, oh, you mean the World Series champions? look, that lineup is going to hit, I think, past a lot of the concerns they have. You know, I think people wonder, with Robbie Ray having departed as a free agent, you know, Kevin Gausman stepping in the rotation over the course of the full season, you know, how will the rotation hold up? Last year, when George Springer was in the lineup, he was hurt so much in the first half of the year, they went 48-30. They were so good down the stretch that I had people from the Yankees and the Red Sox say that they were relieved that the Blue Jays didn't make it into the playoffs, because they thought they were the best team in the American League as that ended. And here's something else that we're going to be talking about, you know, week after week, whenever the Blue Jays play at home, they're going to have a competitive advantage because of Canada's vaccine mandate.
Yep.
There are players on every team, it seems, that are going to be going up north who have guys who are not vaccinated. They're not going to be allowed to go in there and play. And you guys know, sort of, Chris, you know far better than I ever would. And certainly, Chris, Carlin, too. We don't know sort of how team dynamics work. If you're a fringe player, you're getting vaccinated. So if teams are missing players, unvaccinated players in those series, they're going to be major stars. And that is going to be a competitive advantage for the Blue Jays, who have every single player vaccinated.
Buster Olney, Baseball Tonight podcast. If you don't subscribe to it and you're a baseball fan, I don't know what you're doing, because you get everything that you need in the Baseball Tonight podcast each and every day. He joins us right now. He is on the call for the Reds and the Braves on ESPN Radio tonight. All right, with the Yankees specifically, Buster, beyond Gerrit Cole, who would they feel the best about right now? Are they highly confident in Luis Severino?
Yeah, I think they like his talent, but I mean, the injury histories are the injury histories. So we can talk about, you know, the development of these different pitches. And, you know, the other day he was using this new device, for pitch signaling, and maybe that's something that'll help Severino. But the fact is that Jameson Taillon has missed a ton of time. Luis Severino has missed a ton of time. We don't know if they can hold up. That, you know, is their big question. I actually think that they probably have improved more than, you know, the casual Yankee fan wants to hear. I think, you know, Yankee fans wanted them to land Corey Seager or Carlos Correa. Their changes are more subtle, upgrading defense at catcher, at third, at short, at second, with Gleyber Torres now full-time at that position, bringing back Anthony Rizzo, you know, improving run prevention. But the rotation, that's the big question mark.
Well, another big question mark, Buster, that Yankees fans want to see answered is whether or not the Yankees and Aaron Judge are going to be able to get a deal done before their opening game against the Red Sox on Friday. And so I wanted to ask you, what's the state of those negotiations, and what are people in baseball circles saying about the likelihood that something could get done by then?
So 2 days ago, it was early yesterday, was the last time that, you know, talked to someone who was, had knowledge of what was going on. And what I got back was that at that time it didn't seem optimistic. Now, you guys know how these things can play out. They can change in a heartbeat. You know, the player's perspective can change. The team can suddenly step up and increase their offer. I've wondered all along, is this, these conversations have taken place. Now, the fact that the Mets are spending so much money, Steve Cohen is cost be damned. You know, we're going to spend whatever it takes. How much pressure does that put on Hal Steinbrenner? You know, does that mean in a crucial moment, if they feel like they're within striking distance of a deal, does that make Hal Steinbrenner step up and say, yes, give him that extra, you know, $15, $20 million that puts it over the top? I didn't sense a lot of optimism the last time that I spoke with someone about this. I will tell you that, you know, some of the people have gone down a lockdown. Maybe that's reflects that they're trying to do their last gas push to push this across.
Buster Olney joining us, of course, ESPN Baseball Tonight podcast. Buster, what about the intriguing stories in the game right now? Let's start with just the team that maybe nobody is giving enough respect to, but has really done a lot to improve their standing and is going to be a bigger factor than people realize this year.
The Atlanta Braves. I've been shocked, guys. It feels like that they, even though they won the World Series, they still are incredibly underrated. I think that people generally looked at them as being maybe a little bit of a fluky champion last year because they won 88 games in a regular season. Well, when you look at really at what they accomplished, they basically won two-thirds of their games the last 3 months, including October. They finished each one of their postseason series, you know, a game sooner than they never had to play a, you know, deciding game five or game seven. And they did all of that without the guy who I think is the best player in baseball, Ronald Acuna Jr. I had Alex Anthopoulos, the head of baseball operations for the Braves, on the podcast that I do today. He said that, you know, they're kind of looking at early May, beginning of May, to get Acuna Jr. back after, you know, because he blew out his knee last year and he's been rehabbing. They went out, made significant upgrades to their bullpen. They get Kenley Jansen. They get Colin McHugh. Yes, Freddie Freeman is gone, but Matt Olson has stepped into his place. He's got more power. You know, I talked to Braves people who love Freddie Freeman, but they say Matt Olson at this stage is a better defender. You got Austin Riley, who stepped forward last year, became an MVP candidate. I think Kyle Wright is going to grow from his World Series experience. It is a great team. And I think that'll, you know, it'll be a challenge for the Mets in the National League East.
And Buster, I wanted to ask you, in speaking of the National League, now they've got the DH over there. Who is that going to impact the most in that league?
For me, well, there are two candidates, and it's a question I get asked by evaluators all the time. You know, when I move around, they say, what are the Mets going to do with Robinson Cano? You know, are they going to DH him every day? You know, will they use that position to, you know, put Pete Alonso in that spot? I think the team, which has demonstrated time and again that they can use the flexibility of players in a spot like that, would be the Dodgers. You know, Max Muncy coming back from the elbow injury. Maybe they give Freddie Freeman a day off. And I do think this helps maybe the best hitter in baseball in Juan Soto with the Nationals, because the Nationals were able to go out and sign a pure DH in Nelson Cruz, who can at least make opposing pitchers think about pitching to Soto. Last year, Soto had 145 walks and 93 strikeouts. You know, he's still 23 years old. He's the closest thing this generation has to Ted Williams in terms of how dominant he is as a hitter. So I think the Nationals will be greatly helped out by the DH.
Buster, you mentioned the device earlier, the new way that pitchers and catchers can communicate without having to give signs. It's, of course, designed to help keep teams from trying to pick up on the signs. What do we sense as far as how many people, how many pitchers and catchers are going to be using this early in the season?
About half at the start of the season, from what I understand. And for those who don't know what it is, it's a transmitter that's worn on the wrist of the gloved hand of the catcher. He pushes buttons to indicate type of pitch and location. They're listening devices in the caps of pitchers and three other position players. And it's gotten rave reviews, generally speaking, in a sport, which you guys know is overall very resistant to change. There have been some teams that have had issues with it. I was yesterday with the Tigers. A.J. Hinch, their manager, told me that their catcher, Tucker Barnhart, is not comfortable with it yet. But to start this, the Braves tonight, their catchers are not quite comfortable with it yet. But given the general level of paranoia within baseball about sign stealing, it's a guarantee that by the end of the year, you're going to see 30 teams using it, because it allows, you know, pitchers and catchers to communicate without actually having to, you know, to have signs and possibly put them at risk for having them deciphered by, you know, runner at second base or maybe even cameras. And one of the cool things about this, I don't know if you heard about this, guys, but you can custom make the voice that comes out and calls the signs, kind of like Alexa, Siri type of situation. So, you know, I was talking to David Cohn the other day about, okay, what voice would you have be the voice that comes in? He said, hey, how about Bob Shepard? You know, the PA, the late PA announcer for the Yankees. Maybe it's your favorite singer. You know, maybe it's Rocky Balboa. I don't know. But it's an intriguing question for all of us to ask. What would be our pitchcom noise that we would want to hear in our head?
I'm thinking Gilbert Gottfried myself. I said that yesterday.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's going to help you out on a mound. Like, you want, you know, Chris Canium, imagine you probably had some coach who got in your under your skin at times. That might be the guy you want.
Oh, yeah, Tom Coughlin, no doubt about it. Actually, Buster, I don't know. It might be a toss-up between Tom Coughlin and Sam Jackson.
There you go.
But Buster, last one for me, just out of curiosity, because it seems like every year there's a player that becomes a household name. Last year was Shohei Ohtani. The year before that, Fernando Tatis Jr. Who's the guy, in your opinion, that people in baseball circles know about, but the rest of America will know about at the end of this season?
Okay, I got two. My American League Cy Young pick is Dylan Cease of the Chicago White Sox. He's been kind of a middle-of-the-rotation guy, but he led the American League in strikeout ratio among starting pitchers. It looks like at age 26, like he's putting it all together, and he could be a dominant guy for them. And I mentioned this name before, Bobby Witt Jr., the Kansas City Royals, who is probably the Royals' best position prospect since George Brett. I've had an evaluator compare him to Chipper Jones, because of the range of skills. You know, he can throw, he's an excellent defender, he can run, he can hit for power. But here's the thing, because he grew up in a sports family, his dad, of course, played in the big leagues, there's a comfort level there, right? And I've had, you know, people in Kansas City mention to me that he kind of reminds them of Patrick Mahomes. Like, he's been there and done that in terms of being in a professional sports clubhouse, and that comfort level, I think, will help him translate right away.
All right, not to be mean, but as a Texas Rangers fan, I'm hoping he's a little bit better than his father was. That's
wow. Wow.
Shots fired.
Well, he's not a pitcher, so he will be. But he is looking like he's going to be a dynamic player. Buster, enjoy it tonight. You're on the radio call here on ESPN Radio. Reds Braves in Atlanta with Roxy Bernstein. You can, of course, catch it all beginning at 7:30 on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Thanks, Buster. Enjoy actually talking baseball.
Oh, what a treat. Thank you.
Buster Olney, and I'm telling you, if you are a baseball fan and you do not subscribe to Buster's Baseball Tonight podcast, for me commuting into the city every day, what I did for a while, it was just the perfect must listen. It was absolutely awesome. Really enjoyed it.
And no, Buster is the best, job. Man. If you're not listening to his podcast, you're hustling backwards.
Exactly. Hey, according to research, 90% of employers plan to make enhancing the employee experience a top priority in 2022. After all, a happy workplace, like the one that allows for a flexible schedule and focuses on company culture, is key to attracting and keeping great employees. And if you need to add more employees to your team, there's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's technology finds the right candidates for your job and proactively presents them to you. You can easily review these candidates and invite your top choices to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. It's Chris Carlin, Chris Canty, for Greeny. That means we've got a Tiger Watch and a Tiger update. Bubba, what do we got?
Yeah, so he is through two holes now, and on the second hole, it was a par five, and it took him five shots to complete. So he is even through two, which puts him at tied for seven. And right now, he's on the third hole, and it is a par four, and he is on his third shot.
His third shot is where?
He is just approaching the green.
So he's shy of the green.
Yes.
Going to try to get up and down and stay even through three. Are you going to be locked in, loaded on this all afternoon?
No doubt about it. Plus, wifey is at work, so I don't have to worry about fighting with her for the television. So I can lock in on Tiger Woods this afternoon.
If you want to check it, you can want to watch it right now. It is available on ESPN Plus. And of course, all of ESPN's coverage of the Masters continues later on today, 3 p.m. this afternoon. Make sure that you are locked in on ESPN.
Get it in the hole, Tiger. Let's go.
Enjoy him while he's there, because he's not going to be there very long.
Hater.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcast.